Next patient is Alan McNeil, ALLENMCNEAL, date of birth 4/18/41. The 83-year-old gentleman lives alone with history of contracture, left side, history of stroke, hypertension, BPH, seizure disorder, hyperlipidemia, and speech impediment related to his stroke period. Surgery, he had some kind of chest surgery. He doesn't know exactly what. His scar is not consistent with the CABG, but nevertheless, he's on Plavix. He doesn't know whether he has a stent in his heart or not, period. Social, he's single. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He has no children. He has a provider. He used to do genitalia work at hospitals. Medication includes Losartan, 50 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Proscar 5 milligram a day, Metoprolol Tartrate 25 twice a day, Dilantin 100 milligram, 2 tablets a day, Lipitor 80 milligram once a day, COVID immunization is up to date, allergy none. At the exam, he's difficult to understand because of his garbled speech related to his previous stroke. He has a hard, he's short stature, has a hard time walking with left-sided weakness and the contracture of the upper extremity. His otocytes 96%, his pulse is 87, respiration is 18, his blood pressure is 140 over 88. Heart positive, swamp positive is two lungs, bronchi with shallow breath sounds, abdomen is soft, lower extremity shows no edema, neurological, left-sided weakness, he has difficulty walking, he uses a walker, he also has the contracture of the upper extremity. Assessment here, we have a 83-year-old gentleman with history of stroke, left-sided weakness, contracture, ADL dependent, provider, wears a diaper. His stroke has caused him to have seizures, which he takes Dilantin for at this time period. He also has some kind of chest procedure done. I suspect he had a stent placed yet, although he doesn't remember what procedure it was. Nevertheless, he's on Plavix at this time period. In the paragraph, he also has BPH, which he takes Proscar and Flomax for at this time period. His blood pressure is partially controlled with the help of Losartan, period. He also suffers from hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, and seizure disorder related to his stroke, period. Oh, by the way, his family history, mom died of MI, dad died of a stroke. Put that in there somewhere. Then come back to assessment. Patient is becoming much weaker. It's very difficult for patient to get to his provider's appointments and would like to be cared for at home under hospice and palliative care, period. He has not been able to drive for some time. He's lost weight. He does wear adult diapers because of incontinence, because he's incontinence of urine since stroke and history of seizure disorder. Overall prognosis is quite poor. He's lost weight in the past month or so, at least 7 pounds, and his appetite has been quite diminished as well. Thank you.